Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Would you like to live rent-free in the state of Maine for at least 2 years? There's only one criteria you have to have. You have to have entered the country illegally. And you'll have a taxpayer-funded apartment. Evidently, this is what officials in Maine unveiled, some new apartments that are going to be used for giving them to people who came to the country illegally. So I don't know, folks. We're just trying to pass on cost saving tips for you as the economy continues to be quite an issue for some people out there. All right, folks, welcome back to the program. Here we go. Hour number three is upon us. And I'm Kyle Warren, of course. Glad to be with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And, of course, we're going to open up the phone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have any questions or comments for our good friend Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and, of course, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, by the way, folks, welcome to everybody listening to us on AM 860 The Answer, everybody listening along the GCN network, everybody on AM 930. We're glad to have everybody together here on this wonderful Friday morning. And to make it a little bit more wonderful, we've got Denise Simon with us. And, Denise, you do deserve the pat on the back for how you called out this whole thing about going after the Houthis.
You know, it's absolutely remarkable because in February of 2021, Biden comes out and says, diplomacy is back. And we're going to use diplomacy to deal with the catastrophe, the human catastrophe in Yemen. We're stepping up our diplomacy to end the war in Yemen, which has created a humanitarian and strategic catastrophe. So remember, that's when the Houthis came off of the terror list. They no longer had the terror designation, which Trump had put on.
Yeah.
And so here we are.
And they never bothered us again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And furthermore, in the same little announcement of diplomacy is back, the Biden administration no longer was selling any kind of arms to Saudi Arabia. Now, interestingly enough, Saudi Arabia, I think, was somewhat gracious last night, if you could even call them that. But the aircraft coming off of the Eisenhower to strike the targets in Yemen came from the north. Well, what is north of Yemen, Saudi Arabia? So we had to use their airspace.
Sure. Well, but didn't the Saudis, though, they called for restraint as well, and they to avoid an escalation. But,
well, the, yeah. Yeah, and they're the ones that I would argue are, the Houthis have said they're going to retaliate. Well, again, if the target package was good enough, there would be nothing left for them to retaliate with, right?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. But again, the escalation was actually being caused by the Houthis because they're the ones who started attacking shipping that they thought were Israeli ships or heading to Israel, so they say. But then again, it just becomes everybody is a target.
Well, this is all Iran. And if you notice the statement that the White House put out last night after Biden went to bed. I guess he was already in bed.
Right.
The statement coming out of the White House didn't even mention Iran. Didn't even mention Iran.
Yeah, yeah, that's well. Is that because they're just trying not to ruffle feathers, or they're what's the reason behind that?
They under this administration, Iran is a protected class. the protected country, just like the illegals at our southern border. They're a protected class.
Right. Well, and of course, the whole thing with, I want to get into the whole thing of John Kerry and the new bill, and they just seem hell-bent on trying to make this thing happen. So you're right. They do treat Iran differently than they would if the Houthis were being supported by some other state.
Right. So if now they were trying to, from the outset, they were trying to restrain any kind of actions in Yemen under the guise of, you know, human catastrophes, blah, 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 you can just about imagine how much they have actually restrained Ukraine. Or they're attempting, earnestly attempting, to restrain Israel.
Indeed. Mm-hmm. Indeed. And of course, because Israel caused this somehow. I mean, I say that facetiously, but this is, unfortunately, what part of the agenda is all about here.
I can assure you that Biden is not making these decisions. This decision's coming from, I would say, his Palestinian advisors, because he has at least two that I know of, Palestinian advisors on his National Security Council.
Well, now, where does the Lloyd Austin catastrophe enter into this?
Because who?
Oh, yeah, the guy who was that guy over there who does the thing for Joe Biden.
Yeah, we don't have a commander in chief.
Yeah,
he's obviously inert. And Lloyd Austin, he's still in the hospital. So whatever this elective surgery and infection or whatever he has isn't so minor now, is it? I mean, he's been in the hospital quite some time.
Well, exactly. But in his incapacitation to whatever degree, this whole thing had to be planned, and it was now being executed. Secretary of Defense is in the hospital. Presumably the deputy secretary is involved. But this just goes to show, I mean, they didn't just wake up today and go bomb the Houthis. This had to be in the works for a while.
Correct, which says that we've known about these target packages for a very long time. And I would say, you know, it's clearly not complete. I mean, I don't know how else to put it. It should have resolved the situation once and for all. You know, that whole thing, just don't do it, or whatever they were saying to the Houthis. Stop. Well, that didn't work out too well. It did it.
So now it's mostly stop, I think. Right.
Like,
stay right there, Denise. We're coming right back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. As we move through the Friday edition of the program, we have so much more to talk about. Stay right there.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was the foot in the foot.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
That's right. We are back, everybody. And we are racing through the Friday edition of the program. And I've said it so many times, but I'm just going to say it again. And that is, the time just flies by. It literally does. I don't know how to explain it. It's not just if you get older, time flies by, but if you're on the radio show, time flies by because we're having fun. The Funometer, of course, certainly pegging. And by the way, folks, Hertz is now selling 20,000 EVs, or I should say it's now, selling out 20,000 EVs from its fleet. It wants to reinvest in, get this, folks, gas-powered vehicles. Gas-powered vehicles. Okay, well, I guess I guess that is the market reacting. Well, once again, folks, glad to be with you. Don't forget, we've got Denise Simon with us here this morning. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Yeah, I guess people don't want to rent electric vehicles for a myriad of reasons, I would think.
Well, the interesting thing about that is that if you are going to a car rental agency to rent a car, and they're suggesting or almost forcing you to rent an EV, the person that is doing the renting is going to be very unfamiliar with where the charging stations are. They're probably there on business or pleasure, and that means that they've got a timeline, and they don't have the time to sit for 30 minutes to get something charged, much less the cost of it. So I would say the reasons to not rent an electric vehicle are probably even more robust than to even thinking of owning one. So, yeah, the whole thing was pretty stupid.
It sure is. Well, you know, have you been following this issue with the Speaker Johnson in the idea that, you know, he's catching a lot of heat for, you know, trying to push this spending deal through and so forth? Is this going to be something that crashes and burns quite literally, or is it going to go through? Or, you know,
only is he now being attacked by the House Freedom Caucus, which I said was going to happen last week, he's also being attacked by the Democrats, who say a deal is a deal is a deal, and that he can't renege on it. So I don't know what's in this deal, I do know that there are a lot of people in Congress that are mad. Now, here's the interesting thing. When Speaker Johnson and whoever else, I think it was maybe Lankford or Massey, that were negotiating this, it isn't an end-all to be-all. It was just a come to some bipartisan conclusion to present. It doesn't mean that it is signed, sealed, and delivered. No. Mm-hmm. It always has to go for a vote. It always has to go for review. So I think that, you know, you've got some hardliners on the Republican side, and rightly so, that they really and truly want some real teeth into this thing that shuts down this border. And you either shut down the border or you're going to shut down the government. For all intents and purposes, the government is open, but what the government is doing is inert, which means the government's kind of shut down anyway, correct?
Well, sure, yeah, if it can't function properly, yeah.
No, it doesn't function when it's open. So, it's shutting down the government here at this point doesn't bother me.
Well, speaking of who might be running the government coming January 2025, there's some new polling out there. It's from Rasmussen, and Breitbart has picked up on it, of course, and they're finding out that if the election were held today, Trump beats Biden 49-41%. But if Nikki Haley, if you run the same numbers with Nikki Haley, she loses to Biden by 2 points, 36-38%. So, you know, obviously,
which is really a plus or minus.
Yes, well, exactly right. So I guess the question is, if she were to become the nominee, could she make up that ground? In other words, are there pluses to not being Donald Trump, but there's huge minuses to not being Donald Trump moving into this election?
I can't say. There is a Trump train that is going to be loyal and steadfast. And, there are people that, agree with Trump, but they just don't want all of the baggage to come with it. And I think they're rightly necessarily predicting that the left, the Democrats, are not going to stop attacking him, period. So we're also finding out with that just how badly the left, I mean, we have another Russiagate building, and I would call it maybe Legalgate, I don't know, or a lawsuit gate or suit gate, but now we're finding out that little Miss Fanny, the prosecutor in Atlanta, not only visited the White House 4 times, along with, with her lover, lawyer, prosecutor, who's never done a case like this before, but she also conspired with Adam Schiff and the J6 committee. Now we're also finding out that little Miss Letitia James, she too visited the White House 3 times. So we are here in a situation where the Department of or Office of Legal Counsel inside this White House, along with Biden and Kamala Harris, because she's in the mix, and probably whoever else may have been there, Mark Elias or whoever else, they concocted how they out of Georgia and in the Ort concocted a plot to sue Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to stop.
No, well, I mean, of course not. Yeah, and that's part of what Trump is actually, you know, he's building on that as well. You know, they'll keep coming after me kind of thing.
Well, and you know, he's not wrong. And so do you think if he's president, they're going to stop then either? They'll do anything to torpedo, because, you know, he put a lot of things in place in his presidency. Biden came in with a whole mass of executive orders, and in his first year virtually undid everything from energy to the border to education to, you know, installing green energy and spending all kinds of things. So Trump's going to have to go back and necessarily undo all of that. And the lawsuits are going to start again with the, you know, ACLU and Southern Poverty Law Center and, you know, all these other kinds of things. So you're going to necessarily need some real heavy hitters in the Department of Justice. And I'm not sure how many people really at this point want to work in a Trump administration, or for that matter in a DeSantis or a Haley administration, that have the are resolute enough and strong enough to take up this fight, because it's going to be one.
Well,
the pattern's there, the history's there.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with you 100%, and I think that you know, no, let's just say Trump is not president, but a Republican wins, just for sake of argument. And that is to say, the Democrats have now probably decided that it's going to always be all out total war against a Republican president, simply because they're of a different party than they are. And because they have this template like you're talking about.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that we can give a hat tip to Trump, because in the 4 years that he was president, we did not have any real war except the one that was going on in Ukraine, which I would argue he didn't do enough there to stop that either. But that's a topic for another day. But based on what is happening today with Yemen and the fact that, you know, the Houthis say they're going to retaliate, and then you got Hezbollah that's making
oh yeah,
some real threats here in the last 24 hours.
Exactly. Yeah, that's serious.
President, a next president who's going to be walking into, and they're going to almost immediately be a wartime president.
Exactly. That's exactly right. I mean, it's a real recipe for disaster. It's not just not just domestic issues, but all these things pressing from the outside, just like you're talking about. It is a nightmare. Most unenviable job in the world at this point. Well, folks, stay right there. Denise, stay right there, because we're going to hit the bottom of the hour break. When we come back, we'll be happy to open up the telephone lines if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon this morning. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
U.S. USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Instead of appearing for a debate, former President Trump spent time speaking with voters at a Fox News town hall in Iowa Wednesday night. Tim Berg has more.
The former president dismissing a recent report by Democratic members of the House Oversight Committee that alleges he exploited his presidency to earn millions of dollars from foreign governments for him and his family. He claims the money is from hotels he owns.
I didn't do it. I put everything in trust. And if I have a hotel and somebody comes in from China, that's a small amount of money. And it sounds like a lot of money. That's a small. But I was doing services for that. People were staying in these massive hotels, these beautiful hotels.
There is still no endorsement announcement anticipated from Chris Christie, who has now dropped out of the race for the White House. The former New Jersey governor also does not shy away, outright telling Republican voters they should oppose the party's current runaway favorite candidate, Donald Trump.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
I said, take it easy, baby, I worked all day, and my feet feel just like lead. You got my shirt tail flying all over the place, and the sweat popping out of my head. She said, hey, boss, I'm over, baby, keep on working, for there ain't no time to rest. She said, go, boss, I'm over, baby, keep on dancing, I'm about to have myself a kiss.
All right, we are having fun. Friday edition is here, folks. And we've been having fun all morning, and we're glad that you're there. And we're glad to be here, of course. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to opine or if you have a question or comment for our guest, Denise Simon, of course, this morning. FoundersCode.com. That's the website. You want to head over to FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles and all the great material that Denise has to offer over there. And certainly, you can also find out more about searching on Facebook, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Isn't that right, Denise?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we got the lines lighting up here, and we definitely want to go ahead and let's go ahead and take a caller here real quick as we start out the segment here. We've got John in Sarasota, and I think he's got a question or comment for you this morning, Denise. Good morning, John in Sarasota.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
One of the things I am in total agreement with what you had mentioned about the Houthis and being on the defensive. What confuses me is that why we haven't just taken them out and been done with this. You know, we are fighting in the last 3 years maybe I'm the only one who has noticed that every rogue nation in this world has managed to come into play to cause the situation from one end of the globe to the other. And all we have done as a country is sit here and pretty much allowed it. And when do you think and why is it that nobody is taking control? And now we're being told, which I'm sure will happen with these open borders, that we can expect some kind of terrorist attack in our country.
Yeah, that's really scary stuff. It's, I'll tell you this, this is the stuff we should be scared of, not like what Jill Biden says. It's really scary about, you know, they're coming for our democracy, this kind of stuff. But, John, you're absolutely completely correct. What do you think, Denise?
Well, I mean, that was actually put out yesterday about Hezbollah. You know, Hezbollah's got operating cells in Venezuela. And, you know, they have said and alluded to the fact that they've got operating cells here in the United States already. Don't think that the drug cartels are not in partnership with these rogue militias, these Iranian militias. And so Governor Abbott yesterday actually took control of some federal lands late yesterday afternoon.
That's right, using the National Guard, I believe.
Yes, and has virtually thrown the feds off the property. That we're taking control, period, in the report. So don't think that, you know, Texas under Abbott doesn't have an intelligence operation that's going on. It's cultivating whatever is happening globally, especially in our hemisphere, that he isn't being prepared for. It's fascinating that he took control of that while these airstrikes were going on in Yemen.
Indeed.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, for the White House to say that we will not hesitate to protect. Yeah. Well, they did hesitate
for a long time.
We will not. We will defend. Well, okay, but we should be. We should have been on the offensive and never on the defensive.
Absolutely.
But this goes back to. You know, people always say that the United States should not be the world's police. Well, no one else has stepped up. France and Germany were not in this operation yesterday at all.
I think
these cargo ships going through the Red Sea are going to hurt the supply chain, ladies and gentlemen, here in the United States.
That's right. Yeah, and you were just mentioning, John, you said something about Australia.
I think Australia stepped into this also, if I'm not mistaken.
Several Bahrain and, several other countries, you know, provided some assistance, too.
Whether it was intelligence.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, they didn't mention Saudi Arabia, but we had to use Saudi Arabia's airspace.
Right. Well, John in Sarasota, we appreciate the call. We got a couple more lines lighting up here. We want to try and get them in, but thanks for calling this morning. We'll talk to you again.
And everybody enjoy your weekend.
You too. Take care. All right, John in Sarasota, let's head over. We got Beckham and Bob's got a question for you this morning. Denise?
So, good morning. I want to reiterate on what someone on the last on the border. I think that we have to go full bore. And just totally disregard the federal government because we need to get Congress to start threatening to defund stuff. And as you mentioned about state Governor Abbott, but also the other states. And if this is going to be a war with Iran, which I think it will be, we need to totally go on in securing the border and use all the federal the power of the purse that the Congress is supposed to have. I don't know if they're using it fully or not. And the other thing I want to mention about is the voting thing that's coming up. On the blue states are basically going to be gone. We need to concentrate on the red states and the purple states and get the voting in these states, especially and particularly even if it's on some of these other blue states. the down ballot could go for the Republicans, too, because we've got to totally police this voting thing coming up, because it's too much chicanery can go on between ballot boxes, and I've heard things that some of these voting machines can be tricked by just running the same ballots through multiple times, and I think that's it. All right, thanks.
Good point. Thanks, Backgammon Bob.
I can't argue with that. Ballot harvesting. So look at the states that they've been going after. Texas is one, Virginia, Michigan, and I would say Georgia. Georgia is never going to be out of play, even though that, you know, Governor Kemp's trying to hold on to it. There's, I mean, if nothing else, don't think that the power of that whole Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade circle, we can't forget the Stacey Abrams either, that they're still not in, you know, some plotting mode. So.
Yeah, well, Stacey Abrams is the governor. I mean, we have to acknowledge that. Yeah, we have to acknowledge that. All right, we got Mary in St. Pete, line number three, lighting up here. Mary in St. Pete, you're on with Denise Simon. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Yes, I was have some research on the COVID-19 fiasco, which could be really another bio attack coming over the border. And doesn't necessarily mean it's COVID-19 either, but all these people coming in or could be bringing bioweapons instead of, like, a, quote, attack like you would normally think of, underhandedly, to go along with the depopulation theory of people. And it's really called a mass world global genocide is what that's called. And let's just call it what it is. It's not just depopulation. It's actually crimes against humanity. Mm-hmm. So I would not forget the COVID-19 fiasco in as far as attacking here or everybody else.
Well,
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Mary. Well, definitely, Denise. I mean, some people coming across the border who have come from different parts of the world, Latin America, South America, we're starting to see some diseases come back that we thought might have been eradicated. But again, you know, typically, you know, medical care, vaccinations, things like that for diseases that we thought we had stamped out, that's a real concern.
It's been a concern. So then that puts us back to our reliance on over-the-counter and prescription drugs from China.
From China, you're right. Yeah, and if that got turned off, for whatever reason, under whatever circumstances, I mean, there's not a huge supply in the United States. I mean, that starts to run out, and you have people that would be in serious trouble as a result of that.
Yes.
Indeed, it would
exactly
be.
Right.
Indeed, it would be. Well, all right. So we're tomorrow morning, Denise, we're going to see if there is any kind of fallout from the attack on the Houthis and whether or not they're able to reconstitute. You know, I don't know. We'll just have to see. But obviously, if we didn't take out everything, then we can have some serious problems. Like you, just like you're saying, you called it to begin with. So we're going to trust in your analysis on that. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, but the burden is heavy. But thank you for that.
Well, take care, Denise. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Morning. All right. Denise Simon, everybody. All right, we are coming right back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. It's the Friday edition. What did I tell you about having a little bit more fun on Friday than we typically do throughout the rest of the week? The funnel meter is pegging. Stay right there.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue through the Friday edition of the program. And we hope that you have some great weekend plans. Now, I know that where the storms are going to be and so forth, that that is going to, you know, be one of the overriding issues to be dealt with, obviously. So we definitely understand and feel your pain on that, and we do have a great concern about that. So whatever, if you're traveling, again, you just got to make sure that you stay updated with what the airport you're going to go to is doing, the airlines, whatever mode of travel, or whatever your destination is, and certainly just keep on top of that, because things can change very, very dramatically as a result of some of these storms coming in this weekend. So just be careful out there is pretty much what we're saying. All right, well, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And, you know, we did see this. Credit card delinquency rates are climbing to a decade high. This, according to a federal study, this from Bloomberg this morning. Credit card delinquency rates have exceeded pre-pandemic levels, while the share of borrowers making only the minimum payment climbed above 10% for the first time since 2019, according to a Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia report. Almost 3.2% of card balances were at least 30 days past due as of the end of September, the Philadelphia Fed said. That's the highest figure in more than a decade, by the way, and up over 40 basis points from the previous quarter. The share of debts that are 60 and 90 days late also jumped. Responding to the signs of greater consumer fragility, banks are granting fewer credit line increases and reducing limits more frequently, the Philadelphia Fed said. Its data covers loans by large banks with at least $100 billion of assets. The numbers point to pressure on the U.S. household finances and after a post-pandemic surge in the cost of living that wasn't always matched by higher incomes. About 10% of credit card borrowers now have an account balance that exceeds $5,000, according to the Philadelphia Fed. At the same time, banks are cutting back borrowing limits, which means that consumers are tending to use more of their existing credit lines, the study found. Roughly 1 in 10 card users has a balance that reaches 95% of their limit, and a similar share only makes the minimum payment every month, the most since 2019. So, you know, folks, you know, it's a spiral. Everybody's somehow at one time or another kind of, you know, been caught, if not currently caught, in that kind of thing, only because especially since the inflation began to rise as it has, and we've seen all these different things happen in the economy that are detrimental to John and Jane Q. Public and their kitchen table budget. Which is, again, these are and not just individuals, but businesses, especially small business. And small business is really the backbone of American business. But all these things happening, people have to dip not just into savings or deplete it, but they then also have to use their credit cards to try to maintain spending. And, you know, while there may be some good things, or in the sense that you can point to this number or that number and say technically this is getting better, obviously, if you're just making the minimum payment on credit card balances through no fault of your own, in the sense that, hey, I mean, it's just the money's not there. But being put into that position, it takes forever. It takes forever and a day to ever pay any of that down. And so that's just a place that people can just really get caught. Amid record credit card interest rates, revolving balances have also been increasing rapidly from their pandemic era lows. In the third quarter of last year, such balances rose by more than $600 billion. By contrast, Americans are doing better than ever at paying off their household loans after climbing during the pandemic as a result of government forbearance programs. Mortgage delinquencies improved to a new historical lows in recent quarters. So that is actually good. That is actually good. It's a very, very difficult thing. And a lot of times, too, by the way, and this is one of the reasons why with interest rates the way they are now, this is one of the reasons why people won't sell their homes. And they won't move unless they absolutely have to. If they absolutely have to, then they would have to bite the bullet, sell their house, and try to purchase a home with the new interest rates and so forth. But definitely, if interest rates were to begin to come down a little bit, then that might start to move the needle some. But here's the other thing, though, too. Thinking that the interest rates are going to get down to the rates that they used to be at, where they were virtually non-existent, that's going to become a really a pipe dream. In fact, we were talking with Michelle Geske the other night on the program. She works with Brandon Rimes and filled in for him on his segment for the program on Wednesday. And we were talking about this very thing, the idea that the interest rates likely will not ever, at least for the practical foreseeable future, they will never go back to the virtual non-existent status. And so if people are waiting for that as the trigger, as the thing that makes you say, I feel better now. I feel better now about the economy because interest rates have returned to kind of where they were before all this started. Then that may be, you may be waiting for quite some time. I think that's just a practical reality of things. But that's not to say that interest rates coming down needs to happen, and that interest rates coming down would help to fuel a new sort of boom in house buying and house selling. And that would start moving things around. Also, if people are maxed out on their credit, or they're maxed out, you know, they're paying their mortgage, so that's good. But if they're maxed out on their credit, or they could not be able to get a new line of credit, or, and certainly it'll be a while, I think, before it will be, you know, when people would refinance and take money out that way. But nowadays, as I understand, people will do more like they'll get a line of credit basically on their home in order to do things like home improvement or other stuff. Sometimes they consolidate and whatnot. But my point is that without the access to equity in some way, whether it be through refinancing or through a line of credit, then there, a lot of these home projects won't get done, these big projects. That also sort of trickles down to contractors, right, and other, pardon me, folks, other contractors, workers, and so forth that are in that business. And so a lot of times in that business can, I don't want to say be drying up, but certainly would be heavily curtailed until homeowners or business owners have access to be able to get that that cash. To be able to spend, to do the improvements and so forth. So it becomes a waiting game. It's what it looks like. But hopefully sometime soon, things will begin to change to a great degree. This also from Bloomberg. Former Treasury Secretary Lawrence Summers says he sees the potential for a soft landing in the U.S. economy as inflation glides down while the labor market remains elevated. Well, that's, you know, I guess that's supposed to sound super great, I guess. A soft landing probably looks more likely today than it has at any point since 2021. Summers, a Harvard University professor, said at an Economic Club of New York event on Thursday. A soft landing isn't assured, he added, but certainly a very real possibility. Now, yeah, obviously, you know, I think overall, everybody wants what's best. Everybody wants the best outcome for the economy. But at the same time, though, these kinds of predictions are, you know, it's today, this is the prediction. Tomorrow, you know, maybe he'd have sing a completely different tune. And that's sometimes a part of the frustrating factor. Well, is it going to, you know, is it going to be a soft landing or is it not? Or, you know, it, and again, it's what was Yogi Berra said? Predictions are always hard, you know, especially about the future. So how true is that? That is certainly, certainly true. All right, folks, so we're going to head up to the top of the hour. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Frank Silvato, our good friend Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. And, of course, author of the book, Nullification. And for those of you wondering where Chris Markowski is, we expect he will be back, of course, on Monday with us. And so we want you to stay right there. Top of the Hour News is next. And we will be right back, folks. Kyle Warren with you. Friday edition. I love saying this. Hour number 3 is in the books. And we will be right back.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.